Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Overlay, a poker podcast brought to you by CCG Poker Radio and Paramount Social Club in Houston, Texas. Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
What up?
We got a bonus episode last month, which was pretty cool. Now we're back on our regular first and third Friday of the month.
First Friday's coming up. And actually, it is the first Friday if you're hearing this.
Typically, it is. And typically, what is the first Sunday of February every month?
Seems like the big game. You know, you can't say that in other words because that's like trademarked.
It is? You can't say Super Bowl?
Yeah, like all the commercials, you're not allowed to say Super Bowl anymore.
Why not?
Because it's like trademarked.
So I can't say this is a Super Bowl episode?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll get taken down by the NFL. That'd be awesome.
That would be kind of awesome. What a great publicity stunt that would be.
That's what I'm saying. All press is good press.
Any press is good press. I have been a big fan of that forever. I have to sneeze, but it's not COVID related.
Woo! Oh, nice. I thought you were like muting yourself, but you just went full blown.
Nah, I just sneezed. It was funny, and it's funny because it's my daughter. I don't think it would be funny for anybody else, but Quinn had to sneeze yesterday, and I was drying him off after the bathtub, getting him dressed for bed, and she just full-on sneezed right in my face, like no cover-up, no nothing. And I was like, Quinn, what the heck? That's like, I just felt like I just drove through a car wash, and they thought that was hilarious.
But yeah, if that wasn't your kid, that wouldn't be as funny. But
yeah, it's only funny when they're your children and you love them like more than anything. And then it's like, hey, great, not so bad. Like if you sneezed on me, it would be like dueling time.
Catastrophe.
Yeah, it would be a duel for sure. All right, episode 40. We're going to talk about the big game. I'm air quoting the big game. We want to cover some prop bets. We want to cover the fact that this is the first super-ish bowl that... it's legal to bet, like every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to be betting on the Super Bowl on either DraftKings or FanDuel or what are the other websites that they have now?
There's like a point bet.
Point bet seems to be big. I see a lot of billboards for point bet.
Yeah, they have some really, really, yeah, points bet. They have like some really cool stuff where you can gamble a little harder, like instead of like gambling on like, oh, X amount of player can score 20 points in the game. Like, that's the line. And DraftKings bet over 20 or under 20 in an NBA game. Well, points bet is a points bet. Yeah. You can bet like every point over 20 points is worth X amount of dollars, and every point under 20 points is worth X amount of dollars.
Ooh.
So, like, you know, if he goes off for 40, you make, and you're doing $20 units, you win 20 extra points times $20, 400. And if you score 0 points, you lose 400. So it's kind of like a scaled, it's not just a set wager. It's like if he does really well, you make a lot of money. If he does not so good, you lose a lot of money. It's kind of like options.
Oh, you should see the picture on points bet. It is points bet. They have a picture of Tom Brady as a goat holding like a little kid, which is supposed to be Mahomes as like a baby goat. And we had literally just talked about this before we got online here about it's like the goat versus like the new age goat quarterbacks. So it's good. I hope it's going to be a big scoring game. I hate Super Bowls that are not that are low scoring games. I just don't
like
feel
the one
like,
2 years ago that was like 10-3.
Yeah, it's just not as much fun. Like I want to see offense. I don't particularly care as much about defense. Plus, as a Bears fan, all we can ever hope for is defense. So the only games we ever win are like 10-3.
We don't win shootouts.
Nah.
Actually, they don't even exist. We either get blown out because one team's scoring a lot.
Correct.
Or it's a close game because it's a low scoring game.
Correct. Yes, the Bears don't put up a bunch of points, but be that as it may, we are on to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to say it without saying it because it's so funny that it's trademarked, and I think it's hilarious that we're not allowed to call it the Super Bowl anymore. Like, am I supposed to have a big game party at my house on Sunday?
Correct. It's a big game party. Just watch TV tonight and see if you hear anybody say Super Bowl. There's going to be Tostitos, and it's the big game.
The big game. I don't know. It seems like something.
Doritos.
Sounds like a WWE star, like the big game, you know?
Like the big show?
Yeah, he's awesome. Do you know he plays Dungeons and Dragons?
I didn't know that, but you would know that.
I would know that. I do know that. Yeah, he plays in like the famous like LA game that has like It's got The Big Show. It's got both creators from Game of Thrones in it. It's got who's the tall guy that's in all the Chicago movies? Good golly. Vince Vaughn is in it. And then the main guy is the guy from, I only know him. He's married to, boy, what the hell is his name? Anyways, doesn't matter. But it's a, could you imagine playing in a game like that with the creators of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty, I mean, yeah, if I'm going to play Dungeons and Dragons, I want
to play with that guy. Because, like, literally the first guy got in, and then he's like, hey, there's this guy in my carpool for my kid's school. And the other guy's like, I don't know, man, like, this is a pretty, like, crazy game. I can't imagine. And then he's like, oh, wait, it's the co-creator of Game of Thrones. It's like, oh, yeah, he's in. But just the way he, like, preemptively put it out there, I thought that was really great. Right. Anyways, yeah, this is the Dungeons and Dragons show of The Overlay, a poker podcast. We want to talk about...
I did notice that you mentioned CCG first because, I did. You know, we're back in business.
We're back, baby. Ba, ba, ba. And...
Four-day weekend. Battled through the snow.
This past weekend, yeah. And actually, a huge shout-out to everybody who came out and braved the snow because it was a lot of snow. Like, there was a ton of snow. Saturday
really was.
And Sunday.
I was in Indianapolis, and there was 2 inches, and I was like, this is overblown.
Yeah.
And I started driving home. As I got farther north, the roads just got worse, and like the snow on the side of the road just kept on going up.
It was crazy.
And by the time I got home, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, okay, I see what they're saying.
Yeah, like literally the parking lot at Bridgeview on Saturday night was like unplowed. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
The charity guy got stuck in the snow, and like we had to push him out. Like it was crazy. And it took me an hour and 40 minutes to drive home. It's normally like a 45-minute drive, so it was an extra hour-long drive. And literally, I must have passed 5 cars on the side of the road. Now, thankfully, I didn't have to stop or be like a good Samaritan because there was IDOT was all over the place. Stadies were out all over the place. Like, they were all covered, so it was cool because I was like, I really don't want to do that.
You would have.
I would have. Yeah, I would. I only, not that I only say that because, but... when we had like the polar vortex stuff last year or whatever that was, 2 years ago, whatever it was, remember it got down to like -30 degrees below zero and it was like warmer on the planet Mars than it was in Chicago. And I got a flat tire that one of those nights driving home. So of course it's already 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm on 88 flat tire. I'm like, this sucks. I am not prepared to be outside in the cold changing a tire at this time of night, let alone deal with the weather. And a wonderful IDOT person stopped and basically changed my entire tire. And I felt a little bad because it was a lady and she just did the whole tire on her own. Like she was great. She did the whole thing. She's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
That can, like, you can do a tire too. Like I remember you bragging that you can change your tire.
Yeah. And they do it for like, I'm the guy that I'm the dad from Christmas Story. Like I want to change my own tire. I want to see how fast I can do it. And like, I kind of get off on it. And, she did the whole thing and I felt bad. I'm like, do I tip you or like right, pay you? Like, she's like, no, we're actually not allowed. And I'm like, when we just like slide you 20 or something. And she's like, no, there's cameras on the trucks. You're not allowed to tip us at all. We could get in trouble. Yes. I was like, well, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I feel bad. I'm like, heartfelt thank you. So big shout out to the IDOT folks who were helping everybody out this weekend. And even Sunday's event, the weather was pretty bad. We still got a bunch of snow on Sunday and it was great. I mean, the events were still very busy. And it was nice to kind of see everybody and get back to some semblance of normalcy, which is great.
Yeah, I think overall it was pretty
successful
good.
Weekend. And obviously this will come out on Friday, so we'll already have had an event on Thursday. So it's kind of in the past. But as of today, February 2nd, also happy Groundhog's Day, Brando.
Yeah, 6 more weeks.
I mean, Lindsay was telling me that, and I was like, well, duh, there's like a foot of snow outside. Like, I can't imagine this is going to be gone anytime soon, but it is supposed to get really cold this weekend. But anyways, we are up to 50-person events in Cook County suburbs, which will cover basically most of the CCG events. So anybody who's listening to us on Friday, there are poker tournaments are back. The bird is back.
The bird's back, baby.
The bird is back. You know, people dog on the bird, and... That's the $20 early bird tournament. They have them both in Houston and in Texas, Houston and in Chicago. And I think it is one of the best tournaments that you can play.
I agree. I mean, in terms of like to get real pokery, you know, in terms of like, you know, rake and value and, you know, that kind of stuff, not the best, but just like in terms of like a $20 tournament, you can drive there, play for 4 hours, win $500,
yep,
have fun with your friends, spend the whole day for $25. If you rebuy, it's $50. I mean, you're going to get, everybody likes each other in the bird. You know, it's kind of like a, it's a tradition.
It's like a very like low key, like you don't get a lot of like, no, like, I'm air quoting again. No, like poker pros are out there like trying to grind out the bird. Like it's really more for a fun kind of.
It's a recreational player tournament.
And that's what it was always designed for. And people are, you know, like that's what it's for. And it's great. I love it too, because like if you're trying to improve your game, like you can try some different stuff because it's not a big cost to play. So you can do some goofy stuff with your ranges and try different things and see how it works out. And if it doesn't work out, it's like, well, whatever. It's $50.
I'll march up to the bank and try again.
Right. It's not a big deal. You can really try some new stuff in the bird. Plus, again, where other place can you go, put $25 in and have the likelihood of winning a $500 first place prize? Like that, I don't think you can get those odds anywhere.
No. I mean, it's, yeah.
It's great.
And you know, it's 4 hours and it takes up, you know, it doesn't take up the whole day like the stack would if you want.
Correct.
But like, you don't just like drive an hour to play for 20 minutes and then leave.
Right.
It's like the perfect balance of everything. You can win money, but it's cheap. It's fun, but it's competitive.
Right.
You get you don't get a ton of chips, but you get enough chips to play.
Right. Into effect that the bird in Texas is like the Chicago bird on steroids.
Yeah.
It's crazy town because they do full on rip rebuys. All the rebuy money goes into the prize pool. It is sick. They'll get like two table birds that have a 2K prize pool. It's nuts. Texas is crazy.
Remember the old days of CCG? If you're an old school listener, you remember it was 3K. It was 2,000 starting stack plus a 1K bonus chip. And you had to bring in that like sign up email list sheet to get your bonus chip.
Yep.
It was like before you even like, you know, paid for an add-on or anything.
It was nuts.
And you just got the bonus chip. And then everybody would just buy two seats at the start.
Yeah.
They just have one in their back pocket because they just knew.
Texas is like that, but with less players. So like you have a better, it's a full blown like Wild West shootout. Like it's crazy fun. Anyways,
right.
So
instead of 50 people buying in twice for 100 players, it's 20 guys buying in five times. For
yeah,
players.
They just go bananas, and it is so much fun. I've played it a couple times, and I thoroughly enjoy it every time I'm down there because it is just, I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy. The action is crazy. Speaking of action, we want to go over some regular sports bets that people make during the Super Bowl because, in all honesty, you know, this is the first year that sports betting is legal in Illinois. So everybody, I think, even more so is going to be betting on it. It's like the one game that everybody watches. My grandparents, like, it doesn't matter what teams are in there.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody plays on it and everybody does like their squares and has like little prop bets and things. Give us a rundown of like, I know you just said you looked up like 100 different prop bets for the Super Bowl, but give us like your top three favorites, like the goofy ones that you and I always bet on.
Well, there's always the coin toss. I'm gonna have more than three here, but
one of my favorites.
The coin toss. And I just looked on DraftKings today. You can get the coin toss at -103. So they're charging 3% juice on the coin toss, which is like great. Crazy time because we always would pay 10% juice or 15% juice when it was with a bookie 15 years ago. So they're doing good things with the juice on the coin flip. I like the coin flip. I really like betting the halftime show stuff with my sister and the national anthem. I'm really I like the national anthem over under. I got some theories on that.
And it's the time that it's how long they're going to sing the national anthem.
It's how long
for.
They're going to sing. Yep. And like this year, it's 2 minutes flat. As well, it's going to be 2 minutes flat.
Wow.
I like betting, you know, the first song of
the halftime show
performance. That's always a fun one. And you always get crazy good odds. And you know, there's actually people that go into depth and was like, oh, well, you know, Shakira performed at the FIFA games in Brazil in 2018. And she led with this one. So it's probably not going to be that. And it's not going to be this one because that's too old school. And this song just came out. So I like She-Wolf at like 8-1. And so I bopped it and it hit last year, 8-1 for She-Wolf.
Nice. Well, it's so funny that they have like an actual scientific reasoning for why the song is going to be what it is. Like, I think that's crazy. It's super fun.
I like the Gatorade color. I used to have a theory with that. I don't so much anymore. Orange has been crushing. It's always just orange.
I mean, orange is definitely the best Gatorade color of all time.
It is. I there's this theory that, like, you go by the team colors, so everybody liked to bet purple and blue when the Patriots, they thought the Patriots were going to win. And, like, when Denver was going to win the Super Bowl, they were just pounding orange, and it was orange because, you know, Peyton Manning's obviously going to have orange.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Denver.
That was the Super Bowl, you know, it was the Denver versus Seattle, and those were the only two places to have legal marijuana. And
nice. That was a fun
year. But I feel like my parents always have a Super Bowl party with, like, their church friends. And me and my sister just get down there. And the last couple of years, they've kind of really tapped into my degeneracy because, you know, it started off with, like, them, you know, seeing me and my sister putting in $10 bets on the national anthem and stuff. And then, oh, Brandon, what do you got? Like, oh, you got $10 here. And, like, oh, you won $100. Cool. But, like, secretly, you know, I had $1,000 on the game and $1,000 on the props and the over-unders. And I'm sweating the game for $12,000 by the end of it, and they don't have any idea. Well, now the last couple of years, they've kind of been like, all right, well, what do you really got, Brandon? Like, you know, they know I got more behind the tank. So I've kind of been letting them in on some stuff. And, like, last year, I bet Mahomes for just so much, and they, like, backdoor covered and, like, hit the team total over, and I was going nuts. And finally, like, how much you win? I was like, yeah, $11,000. My parents like, what? I'm like, yep.
It was good. It was a good day.
Yeah, it was a fun time. But yeah, there's so much stuff out there now, exotics wise. I mean, you can bet, like, who's going to have more points, LeBron James that night, the night before, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, you can literally cook up anything you ever want to think about and bet it somewhere with somebody. And they're just so fun. I like scrolling through 200 plays. Like, first car commercial, that's always a fun one. Commercial after the national anthem. I was looking up some ones. How many times will Joe Biden be mentioned? Over-under's one. Kind of like the under in that one.
Yeah.
Then there's another one, but the under's like minus 250. So you're going to, I mean, but are they really going to mention Joe Biden twice in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't think so.
You wouldn't think so, but
there's
again.
One. I mean, maybe once and it's a push, but I mean, twice?
I mean, how's he going to come up in context twice, you know?
Correct. So there you go. That's our first play, guys. Biden under one, minus 250.
I bet they would mention Trump more often than Biden. That's, that should be another one.
It would have been 1.5 if it was Trump.
Oh, that's great. That's
great. You know, but what else? I like they said, what's going to get mentioned first? It's Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl or that he's 43.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that's like even money on that one. So I don't really know. I mean, that's just kind of gambling. The Super Bowl was in Houston a couple years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a large wager that they were going to say, Houston, we have a problem.
Nice.
And did they? That was the year that I think it was the Falcons and versus when the Falcons blew the 28-3 halftime lead
against
Brady.
The Patriots, which was one of my all-time favorite Super Bowls of all time, because I was at a party where everybody was rooting for the Falcons and was totally poo-pooing the Patriots. And I was like, no, I'm a Patriots fan. I don't care. I like the dynasty effect. I think it's great to see a team that wins that often. I don't care if you are a fan of the Lakers or not. Like, they're a dynasty. If you were a fan of the Bulls in the 90s, they're a dynasty. If you were a fan of the Yankees, I guess what, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, like, early 2000s, yeah.
I mean, it's so neat to me to see a team that's just constantly winning. And, like, whatever the arguments are for or against, it's just, I think it's great to watch history like that. And I was just so, I'm jumping up and down on the couch. My wife's like, you have got to stop. Like, you're going to get us kicked out. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't care. I'm ready to go. It was awesome.
I was the only one rooting for the Patriots there, too.
Yeah.
Everyone just doesn't like Tom Brady.
I don't understand why. I'm a Tom Brady fan. I think he's great.
They just don't like to see people win this much.
I mean, the same purpose, it would be like hating Tiger Woods for the winning factor. Like, he wins so often, you know. I mean, not anymore, but, you know, 2000s Tiger, that was great. I loved watching him play.
See, you appreciate greatness and stuff like that. There's people that are like, I'm not going to watch golf anymore. I know Tiger's going to win.
Right. There were old prop bets where you could literally bet Tiger Woods against the entire field. The whole
It would be like even money.
It was nuts. for like you know, like the Phoenix Open or whatever, you know, like a non, like nothing, like a, not a major tournament by any means, you know, just like a regular PGA Tour event, and it would be like Tiger against the field, and I'd still bank on Tiger, and
yep,
he'd still win a heck of a lot of times.
And it's if great. He didn't win, he'd be in there.
Yeah, he just hedge
the back nine and get third.
Can you give the players out there your kind of your theory on some hedge betting and like what you do to kind of try to minimize some losses? Is that something that players should be doing, not doing? You know, like, because there's just some people like, I'm going to bet the Chiefs with the 3 points or giving the 3 points, and that's it. I'm not going to try to do anything else, because there's so many like second half bets and all of the, I love how you call them the exotic bets. Like, there's so many other things that you can bet on, you know. Do you like the idea of spreading your bets out, or are you like an all in kind of guy?
See, I definitely spread out, but I don't really do hedging as much, unless it's like a parlay or something that you're getting like heavy odds on and you're almost completed it. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a 5-team parlay and you got 4 of them hit, like, now is when you do the hedging. Like, I'm not a
Makes
hedger
sense.
In terms
Makes
of
sense.
Like, oh, I bet the. Or like a lot of people try to middle, like if you bet the Chiefs -3 and they're up like 21-0 at halftime, they're like, oh well, my -3 is good. Now I'm going to bet the Patriots on in the second half and try to middle it and hit, you know, Patriots +16 and then try to middle the score and hit both sides. I don't really like that. It just seems like you're wasting, like take your money where you're at. If Chiefs are up 21-0, like, be happy. Don't risk losing that automatic winner because you're going to try and hit another one. It just seems like, and other people are like, oh, well, you're free rolling. It's like, well, you're not free rolling. If you have the Chiefs locked up, like, you haven't won. Like, they're going to win. So I'm a
free roll guy, because like when I play blackjack, I just start pumping the bets up and up and up and up and up. And then my one buddy's like, you're up 2,000. Why are you going crazy here? And I'm like, because I want to turn this 2 into 10. And if I lose it, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm only in the $200 that I originally put in. Like, I it is what it is.
That's definitely fair logic there. I mean, yeah, it really is.
I would rather win 10 than win 2.
I definitely, and especially in a big game like this, like, if I'm going to risk $10,000 on a game, I am not going to put $10,000 on a side and root for it. Like, I am going to do, like, my big plays are going to be $1,000 or $1,500. Maybe my big plays are going to be $2,000, but I'm going to spread it around. I'm going to do some props. I'm going to do first half, second half. Like, if I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Like, not only am I going to bet the Buccaneers +3 or 3.5, whatever the line is, like, I'm going to bet the Buccaneers team total.
Right.
That they score over a certain amount of points. And I'm going to bet Tom Brady's yards over. And I'm going to bet my favorite player on the Buccaneers to score the first touchdown. That way, like, you can, you know.
Ooh, what are the odds that Gronkowski scores a touchdown?
14-1 for the first touchdown.
God, I knew you would know that right away. That's so sick.
And it's pretty good.
Follow Tom Brady on TikTok, and they did some awesome TikToking after they won the AFC Championship.
Yeah, they recreated that video that they did 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
So good. It was so good. And Tom Brady's such a goof on – he's like just such a – I don't know, like
– he's awkward.
He's that's a perfect word for him. He is so awkward in like media. Like, he asked if he could talk to his son, like, at the end of the game, which I thought was a really sweet thing to do. Like, he wanted to give his, hey, we did it, kiddo. Like, he was super excited about it, and he got to share it. I thought that was awesome, and other people were kind of making fun of it, but I thought that was cool as hell.
But it's still awkward. Like, it's cool, but, like, correct. Who goes over and is like, hey, can I talk to my son? Like, yeah, right, no shit.
He's your kid, Tom. You don't need to ask if you could talk to him. Like, he's your
kid. Like, can he walk down the 10 rows?
Of course he can.
To
he's
you?
Tom Brady's kid. He could basically do whatever he wants in that stadium.
Correct.
He could just hop over the counter, get funnel cakes out of the thing. Nobody would say anything to him. Hey, what are you doing, kid? I'm Brady Jr. Oh yeah, no worries. You want some extra powdered sugar? You're good.
Right.
You want a Diet Coke with that? Pepsi? What do you want? Slurpee? I'll go to 7-Eleven, get you one. No big deal. Can we put hot dogs in the funnel machine? Yeah, no problem. Let's just put pizza in there too. It's good. Tom Brady's kid. Do whatever you want.
But yeah, I really like the first touchdown stuff because it's such a good sweat, and like, you can instantly, and that's a long shot one where if you put 100 to win 1,000 and it pops like instantly in first quarter, you're already like free rolling your big $1,000 bet. Or so my D-Gen, group chat, we definitely every Sunday since, I mean, literally the whole season, we've been cooking up every single Sunday night game, Monday night game, Thursday night game, primetime game. We're cooking up some sort of first touchdown play.
I was like first touchdown. I was like first turnover too.
Yeah, that's fun too. I like, yeah, because then it just seems so hard. I mean,
because it's such a random thing. Like, there's no like
it's random. I mean, it's random with the scoring too.
Sure.
Because, you know, your team has to win the coin flip or the other team gets the ball. Now you have to stop the team.
Right. Like, they're going to get an extra chance at it. For sure.
But that's why I'm coming in with another click. I do kind of like Gronkowski, but I really like the quarterbacks in for the first touchdowns because they have such high odds. And, like, obviously it has to be a sneak. Tom Brady is a very good quarterback sneaker because he is tall and he's lanky. And he actually is like a low-key good sneaker where like Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, like these guys are like the worst sneakers of all time. And you would think that like an old, frail 43-year-old – Trubisky's okay because he can roll out and he's got some legs. He's not that bad. These guys are like – usually when they're in their 40s and they're broken, they're bad.
They're not jumping Brady's over the offensive line here to get in.
Correct. Brady is kind of the goat, outlier. You would say he's good. He is 28-1 for the score of the first touchdown.
Wow.
So I mean, obviously, it's going to take some law because it's going to have to get down to the one. You're going to need like a pass interference call in the end zone, and the ball is going to have to be placed at the one, or a guy gets stopped just short.
Just short.
But I have a stat for you. 52% of the games in NFL have a 1 yard touchdown score of them. More than half the games. You would think like, oh, 1 yard touchdown, that's pretty tough. It right. actually happens in over half the games.
That's crazy.
Like, it happens more than you think. So, and at 28-1, and then Patrick Mahomes is 14-1. Patrick Mahomes is 14-1 too. So he's half. But I would bet both of them for the first 100, just throw $100 on both of them scoring the first touchdown. And if you get the ball at the 1 yard line, like all of a sudden, you know, it's probably a 50-50. They
either
hand it off or they run it in themselves. So that's going to be my two first.
Give us a little bit more insight, because we were talking about it before, about the prop bets between really just the stats on the superior quarterback, because I was kind of going Tom Brady was the superior quarterback, and you're like, absolutely not. Mahomes is the superior quarterback. So give us the rundown of the stats on the last, 12 Super Bowls? And
I was one of the guys I follow. I'm not gonna let you guys in on him because he's my secret
weapon,
He's my secret weapon that I go to. He's had like a winning NFL year every year since 2009. It's actually probably the reason I'm a degenerate gambler right now. It's because of that guy. And he said that, you know, it's really always scary to bet. I'm going to tell you his pick. I'll just tell you that right now. He likes Tampa Bay Buccaneers, plus 3.5.
Yep.
Now, he does have the hook, which is a good line. You're probably going to have to buy that half a point. If you want that, and half a point will cost you $10 in juice, 10 points in juice. So if it's -110 at 3, it's going to be -120 at 3.5. Just buy that extra half point. It's the biggest half point in the NFL. This is where you're like, oh, well, if you're buying it at 3.5, you might as well buy it to 4 because you don't want to lose by 4 and then miss out on that. Just buy the half point and call it good. You start buying multiple points.
It's tough.
The only points you ever should buy is 3 to 3.5, 7 to 7.5, 10 to 10.5, 14 to 14.5. That's it. Don't start going up more than that. Don't.
Did you drop your phone?
I got a random call. Had to decline. Don't start buying more than half a point. But anyways, he likes the Buccaneers for an 8-unit play, and he really only bets up to 5 units. So this is a massive play for him.
Wow.
And he states, obviously, he thinks it's going to be a close-scoring game, and winning by a field goal from either side is a high probability. So if you have 3.5, you're good, even if Tampa Bay loses. He thinks that the offensive line injuries for the Chiefs is going to be big. And, you know, the Buccaneers have a pretty good defense. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is great and magical and control the ball downfield. But if he ain't got no time, it don't matter how good he is.
Correct.
You know, if there's constant pressure up the middle, he's going to have a tough time. So those two things, he really likes the Bucks. Now, he also stated, oh, I know how scary it is to bet against Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's kind of suicide. Like, why would you bet against, like, the best quarterback in the NFL? And then he brought out some stats that said that the superior quarterback in the Super Bowl, and if you're assuming that Mahomes is a superior quarterback based on his skill level, not based on his goatness or
correct,
you know, legendness or, you know, obviously
Tom Brady's 43 years old. Like, he's old.
Correct. And Mahomes is in
the
prime.
This isn't a 30-year-old Tom Brady. Right.
Right. So it's not really too hard to argue that Mahomes' skill set is better than
right.
Brady's. And in the last 12, in the last 17 Super Bowls, the superior quarterback is 5-12 against the spread.
Wow.
So 5 wins, 12 losses against the spread. So maybe
that's
betting.
That's kind of huge.
Maybe betting. That's just a trend. You know, obviously those 10 years ago Super Bowl doesn't mean anything to the Super Bowl. But it's just basically saying that it's not as scary as you'd think it is to be betting the worst quarterback.
Because I think going into this, most people believe that the Chiefs are going to win. Yes?
Correct. They have 70% of the bets and 72% of the money on them as we speak.
Wow. I'm always an underdog fan. Like, I like rooting for the underdog. Even though I like great teams, I can't imagine I also like the underdog. But I love the idea of betting on the Tom Brady Buccaneers.
So I always bet what other side the public doesn't like in Super Bowls. I mean, always. Like last year, everyone was on the 49ers nuts, and I thought they were overrated. And granted, the Chiefs got lucky, but I mean, even way back, I've had really good success with everybody. Tom Brady was washed up 2 years ago, and you know, the Rams were the team to beat. They had the best defense, and they had this young coach and the best running back and Jared Goff as quarterback. They lost 10-3. You know, Belichick and Brady just find ways to win the games, and it's crazy that you can get Brady and the public still not believe them after all these years.
You would think,
you know what
so.
I mean? Like, how can you get Brady? He's 43 years old, and everyone's thinking, oh, Mahomes, oh, you know, Buccaneers lost to the Bears this year. How could they ever beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? Which I guess is kind of a valid argument, but, you know.
It is, but still.
You know, it's just, I love the idea of getting Brady as an underdog 3.5 points and nobody liking him. Seems fun. I'm betting the Bucks.
I think if we're doing our like panel of what are you going to bet on, I think we're both going with a Buccaneer win.
So I'm going to go Bucks, and that's going to just instantly trend me to the under because I don't think the Bucks win in a shootout ever. I think if the Bucks win the game, it's going to be a little lower scoring. I think the over-under is like 56, which is pretty, pretty high.
Yeah.
And I also have a stat that the Chiefs from week 5 to week 15 didn't cover the spread once. And they won every game.
Yeah, they have had much closer games than the sporting public thought that they would.
Correct. So they win games. They don't necessarily cover the spread. And part of that is because the spread gets inflated because everybody thinks the Chiefs are going to win. So, like, you know, the line will open at 4, but everybody just pounds the Chiefs so much that the line is 7.
Right.
And then Vegas had it right, and they win by 4. But everybody costs themselves because the line went up because they all thought they were going to win by a million. So part of that is the public pumping up the lines a little bit and then screwing themselves over later. But I'm on the Bucks. I'm going to bet Gronkowski and Brady and then a little bit of a hedge on Mahomes for those. Those are my first touchdown bets.
Nice.
I think I'm going to go. Oh, another one that I like is will the Super Bowl MVP, who will he thank first? And it's like teammates first, God second, and like mom and family and friends. I'm going to go out and say that, you know, if I like the Bucks, that means I'm going to like Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's going to say thank his teammates first. So I like
Yeah,
the
he
teammates.
Should. I mean, he's pretty smart about it too, so I would think he would definitely kind of give a shout out to Tampa Bay first. Did you also tell me that Tom Brady wants to play until he's 45? Like he wants to play
at least 45.
That's crazy. He's going to be the first 50-year-old quarterback in the NFL.
Do you remember Julio Franco or know who that is? He's a baseball player for the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
He played like he was like 46 and they said he was lying about his age and he was still playing. There's just like ageless wonders. Like how do you I'm 30 and I feel old.
It was funny. I was telling somebody, one of the charity guys from like the VFW, and I was like, yeah, I read an article many, 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 many years ago, and it was like in GQ, and it was like, you're a real man if you play tackle football after the age of 25. And I was like, haha, I'm 31, and I played tackle football. Tom Brady's 43. I'm 40. I wouldn't play tackle football against peewees right now.
Or like maybe the CCG Pee-wee's. Dealers got out there. That's about it. That's my limit.
Yeah, like I can't imagine getting tackled by the biggest, strongest, craziest dudes out there in the NFL. That just blows my mind. And he wants to play until he's 45, at least. He signed a 2-year deal with Tampa.
I think he signed a 2-year deal. And I think Gronkowski already said he's coming back next year to play again.
Oh my God, that's great. They're just going to sell tickets on tickets on tickets. No matter what happens on Sunday, they're going to sell way more season tickets next year. Plus, I think the idea of hopefully we actually get to go to sporting events sometime soon.
That would be ideal.
Because does anybody have fans right now?
Yeah.
I noticed some of the playoff games, like Green Bay,
The NFL had fans. Because it's outdoors. It's a little bit, you know, safer.
What are they going to do for the Super Bowl? How many fans are they doing? Or
so I think it's like...
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Tampa.
Okay.
It's a home game for
is
the
it really?
Yep.
Oh, my jeebus.
So that would obviously play way more advantage normally, but I think there's only like 20,000 fans for the Super Bowl, and like half of them are vaccinated healthcare workers that the NFL gave free tickets to.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. I was hoping that they would actually sell more, or they would like fill the stadium with just, you know, free tickets from healthcare workers who have had both of the vaccines. I mean, that seems pretty cool and safe and amazing, like PR work.
Yeah,
by the NFL to do that. And I mean, you got to have some fans in there. I mean, it's a Super Bowl, so I think the best way would be, you know, give them away to the healthcare workers. I mean, they're the safest people to give them to.
Fill the stadium and get out there.
Right.
People need something to think about.
So, I mean, that is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. So, I think it's a lot of family, friends, and then healthcare workers, which is cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have them think about, you know, it stinks that people can't go, because I feel like Super Bowl is one of those things that would be awesome to be able to go to. I've never been. I've never been to any kind of like championship game ever.
So I've been to NFL. I've been to an NBA Finals game with Jordan.
Really?
My dad took me in 96, 97.
Wow.
So I got to see a finals game. I've been to a World Series game.
What World Series did you go to?
2004, it was Cardinals, Detroit Tigers, and my grandpa knew the assistant coach for the Detroit Tigers. He golfed at his golf club, Sandridge Golf Club in Chesterton. The guy's Lloyd McClendon was his name. Still alive. Pretty nice guy. Lloyd was literally like, hey, pick a game. You can come to the Detroit game. You can come to a St. Louis game. Literally pick a game. And so we like, you know, coordinated it with my school, and we had fall break at the same time. And we ended up we drove down to St. Louis, watched the game, and drove home the same night.
And St. Louis is a great place to see baseball.
And it was the brand new Busch Stadium.
Like, yeah, I saw the year Freeze hit all those home runs at those crucial times. I went to the NLCS. Like game five or something.
I think that was 2012, awesome. 2013.
Yeah, 12, I think, whatever it was. But it was just incredible. I mean, it was just bananas. It was just the most wild time I had ever been. Plus all of like the, you couldn't have written a better story for like what happened, but like it was awesome. But I would love to be able to go to like a Super Bowl. Would be something that I would be, and again, it's one of those games where it doesn't even matter like who's playing. Like it would just be cool to go. Like it's not like I'd have to like go to a Bears making the Super Bowl, but like, you know, like my team making it. It's just being there would be awesome.
Right. Right. Anybody. Yeah. Same thing with like college national championship game. Correct. That'd be another cool one to go to. Either one, college national football or basketball. Those are both kind of on my bucket list. I heard the Final Four is just amazing to go to.
Yeah.
Because it's both games back to back. You get to see both games.
Do you really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Final Four is like, you know, Friday at 4, Friday at 8, and you're just in there for both games.
That's bananas.
And then the winners go to the national championship on Monday. So that'd be a pretty sweet one to go to.
Yeah, I think I also want to go to the Masters. Top one. I'm Masters. Dying to go to the Masters. Every year my wife, God love her, she tries to get in because the Masters does like a lottery, and you sign up on your email, and then they send you the opportunity to buy tickets, and I would love to go to the Masters. So if anybody out there listening gets Masters tickets, I will happily go with you. I'll carry the chairs. I'll sit out there all day long, hold the spots. Buy pimento cheese sandwiches for everybody. Be great.
really quick, a couple more. I put you on speakerphone because I wanted to access a few of these Super Bowl props before we completely go haywire on that. Will a fan run out onto the field during a game? That one's you gotta risk $1,200 to win $100 on the no there, because that seems pretty safe. That's going to be a no.
Yeah, especially since there's a lot less fans this year too.
Correct, and they're probably all normal healthcare workers, not right? Crazy drunk
police officers and stuff. Yeah.
Will any player propose to his girlfriend on the field after the game?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, here we go. Ooh, I forgot about this one, and I want to bet this one. What will happen to the price of Bitcoin during the game? Will it go up -140? Will it go down even money?
Oh, wow.
So that's fun.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I'll be betting that. Will either kicker hit the upright on a crossbar or crossbar on a field goal or extra point?
Awesome. You know how the Bears also bonus.
What will happen first in the game? There will be a touchdown or there will be a sack. And the touchdown's the big favorite, which is kind of surprising to me.
Wow, that is surprising.
Touchdown is -150. Sack is +120. So you can get, 1.2 on your $100 can win you $120 if you bet the sack.
Huh.
Or if you bet the touchdown, you gotta bet $150. I guess neither of these quarterbacks really don't get sacked too often. Tom Brady gets rid of the ball instantly because he's the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Patrick Mahomes is a magician back there and just runs away and circles around does. Everybody.
He's super fast.
But I think I'm going to bet the sack and just, hope it's...
Go against popular belief.
A sack can happen instantly. I mean, granted, a touchdown can happen on any play too. But I'm betting the sack. I like that one. And you're getting plus money.
I think it's easier, yeah, to happen.
You would think so. The odds are saying differently, but... That's all I got. I mean, I'm going to be betting the Bucks. The Bucks team total over, but the game under, and just root against Mahomes and for Tom Brady, and I'll have some crazy props.
Nice. Well, hopefully we'll be able to put some of those out. Maybe I'll make you put some Twitter stuff out on the overlay Twitter feed.
I'll screenshot my card on DraftKings.
Yeah, which is great. I think I like the Bucks too. I think if we're going on the panel here, I think we're both pro Bucks here. I just think that's what's going to happen. Right or wrong, that's what I'm betting on.
And I like that the Bucks can lose by a field goal and you still win.
That's good. By the hook, everybody. By the hook.
I mean, yeah, I got nothing else. I really think it should be a good game. It should be a close game. I can't see either team blowing
it out.
I can't see the
Bucks
ever blowing out the Chiefs, because if it is somehow a shootout, the Chiefs are going to come back and make it a game. Now, do you remember last Super Bowl? The Chiefs didn't score all game. The San Francisco had them and then the Chiefs scored like 17 points in the last 9 minutes and won.
That's great.
And I
just like good games like that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that it's going to be dominated. I think it's going to be really close. Oh, here's another prop. Last one. I'm going to bet this one. Will the game ever be tied again after 0-0? I like the yes.
Ooh, I do like the yes.
Yeah, I think 7-7, 10-10. Some point in the game, it's going to be tied again.
It's a good one.
So, I mean, yeah, I like that one too.
All right, I want to finish with saying thank you to everyone who has listened and supported the overlay. We are up over 6,151 episodes downloads as of today, February 2nd, Groundhog's Day of 2021. That is insane. We're not even up to a year. I think we hit a year when did we do
end
the
of
first?
April? It's got to be April.
March 31st, it was the first episode. So April 1st was our first, actually released.
So what are we looking to get here? What can we get by April 1st? What's a goal? 7,500 downloads?
I think it would be over 8,000.
Okay, 8,500 then. I raise.
Okay, 8,500 I call. I think 8,500 is a number. Between now, that's 2 months. That's all of February, all of March. We got
to put out some good content.
2 months to go. We're going to get at least 5, maybe 6 episodes in that time. We're going to need some love, everybody. So that would be cool. We're going to need another 2,000 downloads to hit that number. But I think it's good. I think it's a good pound the over bet. Theoretically, we could totally skew these numbers. So I don't know if we should be able to bet. It's like Pete Rose betting on the Cincinnati Reds. But, it is what it is.
It's like the people that record the national anthem early when they practice it and then they know the time. I would just pound. She's coming in at 154 constantly, and it's two.
Brando, I cannot imagine Lady Gaga is trying to throw the Super Bowl prop bets off by singing an extra long note at the end, but it's possible. It's possible.
It is.
I think it's great. All right. Well, thank you for everybody who listens to The Overlay. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Overlay Pod. Come check us out at CCG or down at the Paramount Social Club. Brandon has promised to make a trip to Texas sometime in the next couple of months. So we'll definitely both be down there at some time. Maybe we'll do something cool for that. You can always see us at CCG each and every weekend, especially now. Tournaments are back. We're rocking and rolling. 50-person events. I never thought in my entire life I would be so juiced up about 50-person events.
Oh, I do have a question, yeah. Mr. You've studied. You basically have a doctorate degree.
In tiers, yes.
In the tiers and metrics. Mm-hmm. Is there another step we can go to for like 100-person events, or is that just full-blown like phase five?
As of right now, unless they change it, and again, they might change it maybe if the vaccinations keep rolling out slowly.
Like a tier one half or something.
They might go to like phase 4.5 because we're like in phase 4 now. That's like the original reopening plan was phase 4, 50-person events. 50% or 50 people, whatever is less of the two, which is kind of gross, but it is what it is. I don't know if they'll bump it up to 100 without fully doing it. I think, but by the time they get the vaccinations rolling out and whatever that herd immunity kind of numbers, I think at that point they're just going to open up. So theoretically,
let me tell you,
we're going to go from 50 to full blown, just
right back. 50 to no limit. There's not really going to be 100.
No,
because I was in Indianapolis this weekend for a cheerleading competition, and let me tell you, 50. There was 10,000 people in my room in this competition. I'm looking around. I'm like, man, we can't even hit 50. I'm used to like 50 being a lot because we are coming from 25.
Yeah,
I look around. I'm like, whoa, this is the major leagues over here.
It's crazy town. Yeah. It's crazy weird. It's weird to think about it, how our views have changed on the number of people. And it's like, ooh, you're going to have 8 people at your Super Bowl party. Ugh, I think I'm out. It's a lot.
I know. Right. Yikes. Like 3 families.
Yeah. Oof. It's too much. Too much. It's a super spreader event then. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Follow us on that Twitter at The Overlay Pod. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next time. Brandon, sign us off.
Farewell, everyone. Go
farewell,
Bucks.
Everybody.
Go under.
Go Bucks.
Tom Brady, baby.
Go Tom Brady. Gronk, get the first touchdown. Bye.